That's some really good.
I'm only here. I'm only here about six. I hit one bad shot of blimey, whatever, 11. And between that, you know, I don't drop four shots right there between those couple of holes with one bad shot. So I was like, oh, come on. And then, you know, it just wears you out. So I'm glad, delighted I did it. It was I don't recommend it. Don't try something when you haven't practiced. Jeez. Don't do anything. Don't even go on the main roads unless you can turn a corner. Ah, oh, so it was good fun.
How do you describe the emotional grind, though, of doing what you want?
Yeah, it's the hardest thing about this game is nobody gives you this.
Right.
And so you could just miss every single one because, you know, that's the toughest thing. You have to just keep grinding away because if you don't do the process, you will miss it. So that's hard work. But I had some good shots. I made 3 at 10 and a couple of good chip and runs here and there and belted a couple of good 3-woods. So, yeah, all in all, I'm quite pleased with it.
I was going to say, as little as you play,
yeah.
How much of the time out there you say, I belong here, this is great enough time, like, what am
I
doing?
Well, you know, at least I can hit it out there sometimes. Yeah, I've got 3 drives past Freddy, that's all right, you know, in the last 36. I'm going for all these kind of... But, you know, short game, if you're going to do it again, you've got to have some kind of short game. You've got to have some sort of belief in your putting.
Yeah.
So that's hard work at the moment, so...
How much fun is it to play with the guys you've
Yeah, played? That was a good pairing. Yeah, thankful for that. It was great because we all grinding away doing our thing, but at least we keep out of each other's way. But it was good to be around those guys.
Is that definitely it for the Open or 2 years' time, St Andrews?
You know, as I said, if I can't shuffle it, he calls it quick 3 shuffle, quick 4 shuffle, he called it. If you can't shuffle it, then that might be it, you know. So, which wouldn't be a bad place, since this is where it started with Opens. Maybe this is the right place to end it.
But is it still fun, though?
Well, it's a grinding fun. You know, the whole experience was great. I mean, I've loved it. I mean, I came up here Sunday morning as if I was, you know, like the good old days, as if I was trying to, you know, win.
Sure.
Played lots of practice rounds. You know, played with Ernie, played with Rosie Stenson. So that was fun, was able to try my best, which was cool.
But you're not ruling out 2015.
Oh, it's slim. Who knows? I mean, it's slim. I mean, at least I have that opportunity, so I will review it. But you know,
you've got to get that picture.
The picture on the Swilkin Bridge, yeah, I could just run out any time or two. Middle of play, just walk out with put a bag down and just, that might be far safer, that might be far more enjoyable. Might get a better kick out of doing it like that.
Any thoughts on who could win this thing right now?
I don't know. It's do you know, a lot's going to happen because it's the rub of the greens.
Yeah.
My goodness, it's harsh out there. I mean, you can hear really good shots and they fall off. You can see them wandering around, and I thought that was a shame that the way 15 has ended up. I mean, that's one of the great holes, and 15 was, you know, 3-wood and a... I've never played a chip and run at a 460-yard par 4. I had a 70-yard chip and run over a bunker. I mean, that was... I was in calf shot. That's because one of my favourite holes of my famous 5-iron. So... anything. I mean, if it stays like this, these greens burnt to a crisp, something dramatic is going to happen. This golf course is going to cost. It's going to cost more guys the chance than the one guy is going to come through. Obviously, but I think we're going to see half a dozen guys come off scratching their heads that they all had an opportunity. And something bounce and run and whatever. It's going to be pretty severe. So it's a long haul, tough test.
Yep. You looking forward to a day off?
Doug, I've got 2 years off. What are you talking about, a day off?
Could you take away one highlight from the last couple of days, Nick?
Yeah, plenty of highlights. I mean, as I said, I was being serious. That view, standing on the first tee yesterday, was great. You know, coming up the last with Tom, and then I hit a couple of great shots. It's nice to do it right, and I'll erase the rotten ones. You know, so... All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have fun. See you.